I'm back. Good morning and welcome to, I guess, God's Work, Our Hands, part of this series that Andrea has been filming and a number of folks here have been participating in the past few weeks. It is great to be back. Andrea said I'm just supposed to talk about what it is I do when around the church, and I've only been back for a day and a half, so I don't remember. What I've done a lot over the last day and a half is to tell stories, hear stories, reconnect with folks, read emails, respond to emails, and just trying to get a sense of what's gone on since I've been gone, and to share a little bit about what I did while I was away. I want to begin by thanking this congregation, Pastor Bruce and the staff and the council for making it possible for me to be away. I appreciate the gift of time, and that's what I really enjoyed about these last 12 weeks was the ability to use time in ways that I wanted to and found renewing and refreshing. And there'll be plenty of stories that'll come out of my sabbatical. You'll probably get tired of hearing about them, but maybe after 7 years, now I can talk about that instead of talking about when we lived in Connecticut prior to coming here. No promises, though. No promises. But it is good to be back to see the hard work that has gone on in the narthex and around the facility, to see faces I've missed and to hear your stories, to share my stories. I'm looking forward to seeing you all in worship on Sunday as well. And I anticipate my sermon as much as you do, because it's been over 3 months since I've written and delivered one. But I am looking forward to being back in the pulpit and sharing from my heart how I understand God's word and what it speaks to us in this week. This Sunday is All Saints Sunday, and it's a Sunday in the church year where we remember those who have gone before and give thanks for the impact that they've had on our lives, especially for the impact they've had on our spiritual lives. And in some instances, those are people we've been related to or had personal relationships with. And other instances, it's folks who we've read or heard or seen or heard about. And as we give thanks for these saints, we also remember that each of us is simultaneously a saint and a sinner. So these folks who we will venerate, we will lift up, we will celebrate, we'll give thanks for the positive ways they've impacted us. And then we remember that each of us are a sinner saved by God's grace and in need of God's forgiveness. One of the books I read during my sabbatical is an old book by Brendan Manning, The Ragamuffin Gospel. And that was sort of a recurring theme for me throughout my time away, that reminder that each of us stands in need of God's grace. And we aren't loved by God because we're good. We are loved by God because God is God and God is love. So things that are kicking around in my head, and I haven't had a chance to share much with you. Andrea said keep it short, and I don't know that I've honored that request, but it's good to be back here at church. It's good to be back on here online on a Wednesday morning, and I think next week we'll be resuming Hump Day Hallelujahs, but I haven't gotten that word from our director, so perhaps that'll be coming back. But I look forward to connecting and reconnecting and what God has in store for us in the coming days, weeks, months, and years together. Have a great day. Take care.